What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis. Got Alec Medford, AM on the FM, coming up here in about 20 minutes. We will dive in right now to some Cowboys conversation. Has the first week and a half of training camp changed any of your Cowboys roster thoughts? We'll get into that in just a few moments. But before we do, I wanted to wrap up something regarding the bullpen.
I'm glad because I was going to ask you what your thoughts were on Jared Sandler, what he had to say about the not getting a bat.
Okay, the bat part, it's just as, hey, you're dancing with what brought you now.
That's it.
And this is, I'll refer to Tom Petty at this point. It's time free to move falling? On. It's time to get, no, not free falling. We're going to be all right. No,
the running down a dream.
Yeah, the adding a couple of arms to the bullpen, you were very, you're stretched thin there. You already were like, hey, man, Cole, Milner's doing great.
You had taxed him a lot.
But you had used him a lot. So now that you have Coulomb in there, that helps with him. You got a couple of different setup options. Yeah. Maton can be a setup option as well. So you have a lot of different things that you can do there. And you really did. You needed to take some stress off of Milner because of how much you've used him. And I think this really,
used him a lot.
Yeah, this really does put you in good position. And Bochy has now, he has some other right-handed options for setup men. I feel very confident in that the bullpen is going to be a strength now. And that was something that was, while it was good, mm-hmm. the team did have a good ERA. By the time you got to the playoffs, you were going to be exhausted. And so I think that this sets up better for that. All right, well, let's dive in on that question. 877-881-1053. First week and a half of training camp's over. And you're what, actually 2 weeks into training camp now. Has anything changed your mind about this roster, this Cowboys roster, and what it is and what needs to be? Because yesterday, hearing Donovan Ezeraku talk to the G-Bag
that
Nation.
That kid.
Oh, my gosh.
If he plays as well as he speaks, Micah who?
Yeah.
Micah what?
I'm not willing to go there yet, but I agree.
I'm going there.
Hey, go there. I loved hearing, it was Woolchuck's question to him, and it was...
how many brisket sandos did he knock
down?
No,
they didn't ask that.
Chief did.
It was the question about his pass rush and the fact that he has a toolbox full.
Yeah.
Not just, I'm going to bull rush you and that's it.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say, look, I know I might be a little undersized. I might go up against guys. He's already thinking on a different level.
Wow, did you see the names he named off? And that was the thing Broadus was impressed by, the guys that he named off. And
yeah.
not just your big name, like TJ Watt. So I think Nick Benito was a name that he threw out there as well. So, no, to your point, I mean, look, the kid went to Boston College, all right? I mean, you can't be a slouch.
Nope.
No, I get it. It's football.
You can be a slouch at Kansas, right?
Is that where we're going with that?
Or
that we're going with that?
Huh? You see me wearing my KU football shirt today, and that's how we're going. That's how we're doing things today. You chose violence today.
But Boston
okay?
College, definitely not. Definitely not. UNT, you can how get away you? With some things. How Trust me, you? I've been there. He said I got to work on other things in order to make sure that I can beat different. It's like going into a video game, you know, and you're like, hey, you gotta be able to have dexterity and power. You know, you gotta have all those things. And he's saying, I gotta work on those. I always take this from Tiger Woods, how hard he worked
Perkins
on
waitresses.
Man.
You're married. Hey. You're married enough.
Doesn't mean I never
have
went
you been
to Waffle
to Perkins?
House. No, what is a Perkins?
It's a breakfast restaurant.
It's like a Waffle House? Or is it better?
No, it's a bakery slash. And I say bakery, I mean, you know, they throw together like cheesecakes in the back or something. But, I mean, it's a Midwestern Denny's.
Okay. No, never been to one before.
Okay. And apparently in Florida, too, because that's where Tiger does his thing.
And Denny's and La Quinta. I always just compare. One, I thought La Quinta meant next to Denny's for my whole life because they were always right
I
next to
say
each other.
One right here.
Right there next to it. Yeah, they're right there next to each other. It's just what I always thought.
Don't sleep on Perkins now.
All right. Then if I see one.
Tremendous 12.
I will tell the wife. Tremendous 12.
Tremendous 12.
What
you
is that?
You look like a guy that likes to eat.
I will eat.
Okay.
What's a tremendous 12?
It's just breakfast goodness. What do you mean?
Give me the whole plate. What's the... do I have eggs?
Of course they do, Corey.
How many eggs?
Lots of them. Like
one
four.
Or four?
Yeah.
All right. Sausage?
Meats. All the meats.
Bacon?
Bacon. You
hash
get meat,
browns?
You get meat and... You get two meats.
Two meats?
Two meats.
All right. Bacon and sausage.
Bacon, sausage,
patty or
hash
links,
browns,
right, hash
and
browns.
Pancakes.
And pancakes?
And pancakes.
Grits also available?
That I don't know. I'm not a grits guy.
You're not a grits guy?
I'm not a grits guy.
It's okay. I
don't do grits. I don't do gravy.
Told this before. On the grits, I do like to mix butter,
and
cinnamon,
sugar.
And sugar.
Yeah.
As opposed to salt. I'd like salt. That's how my grandma did it. But the cinnamon and sugar.
You know what my problem is
really
with grits?
Really makes those grits good.
You know what my problem with grits is?
What's that?
The texture.
I get it.
Not a fan.
I understand that.
Not a fan.
Some people don't like shrimp because it has a weird texture, but
see,
it's kind of grainy. I get that. Man, where were we? Hold, Alec, is this how this goes? This is my first experience of getting lost in a conversation with Fred.
Yeah, this is usually you doing this to Kevin. Now you're on the receiving end of the train being derailed.
That is true.
You're talking about the roster.
Okay. Tiger Woods. That's
Tiger Woods.
That's how
Woods.
We got to Perkins.
See, that's what did it for me.
So Tiger Woods used to say how hard he worked on shots that he wasn't good at.
Right.
And shots that, weren't typical. You know, like the things he'd go work in the sand trap more because, hey, what if I get there?
Yeah.
How am I going to respond to it?
Pulling into his garage.
Hearing Ezeraku talk about that, that's what I was feeling was things that aren't my strengths.
Right.
I got to be flat, at least flat across the board, not just good at one thing and bad at others. So I liked hearing that.
I'll tell you what position group worries me. And once again, I'll reference my co-host because I talked to him last night.
Nice.
We BS'd about this. I love the George Pickens. I love the CeeDee Lamb. I love the, Tyshawn Holden with the one-handed catch in the end zone yesterday. Receivers doing great stuff. Okay. We do realize that they're doing this against the Cowboy defenders.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I love to see George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb score touchdowns. And on one hand, yes, they're two of the best at it in the National Football League. So I am taking that into consideration. But my God, these defensive backs are getting beaten like drums out there.
Yeah, and yesterday I forgot.
So I am a little bit nervous about that.
I forgot to ask Wolchuk this question yesterday, but he noted in one of his posts that yesterday's one-on-ones were designed one-on-ones.
Okay.
So they already had an idea. They wanted specific matchups.
Yeah.
If they wanted advantage receiver or if they wanted advantage defense. But yesterday, it looked like George Pickens got the best of most of his one-on-one
He's gotten
matchups.
The best of pretty much everybody he's gone up against.
Yeah.
And again, that's
going to be concerning on the defensive front. Or you can be like, hey, I'm feeling more comfortable with Dak now.
And then, of course, you can also look at it from the standpoint, too, iron sharpens iron,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's not like you're going to be going up against George Pickens week in, week out. I mean, certainly against the Commanders, I mean, it looks like you won't be going against Scary Terry,
yeah.
at least right now.
Yeah. How many teams out there, too,
have a 1-2 punch like that?
Are going to have that
Rams,
kind of combination.
Who you don't play.
Okay.
Okay.
The Eagles. I think Eagles, with Devontae Smith and AJ Brown, they're pretty
sure.
good.
But
the Bengals?
Bengals for sure, but I don't think you play them this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
that's, I mean, hopefully you have like CeeDee Lamb and Pickens are, it's a fantastic combination right now, still very calm.
Yeah.
And it looks like those two are very happy. Bobby asked the question yesterday. He was doing two truths and a lie. And he
great
said,
segment, by
he
the
said
way.
Drama free.
I heard that.
From Pickens.
Lie.
You think that's a lie?
That's a lie.
I don't think he's going to have a problem this year.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Okay.
Are we saying truth?
No.
I'm confused here. No, but whatever that part
free.
Is.
I think
yeah,
he's
no,
going to be drama
I'm with
free.
You. I'm with you 1,000%. And
there's too much at stake.
Well, there's too much at stake. And the thing about George Pickens, and again, we talked about this before the trade happened when it was being rumored about, oh, you don't want him. He's a drama queen. He's a cancer. And I said, look, here's the deal. None of the issues he's had have been off the field.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can live with a guy who plays his ass off, but can get a little squirrely from time to time. I mean, again, we'll go back to the whole Pittsburgh situation, okay? And look, God bless Mike Tomlin, all right? But at what point does 9-8 get to be a little bit tiresome?
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
Okay? I mean, I'm tired of hearing about what a great coach Mike Tomlin is if the bar is, well, he just hasn't gone below 500. Well, maybe
it's
you
Mac
should.
Mac Brown.
Right?
It's like it's still not good enough.
You haven't won a playoff game since Ben Roethlisberger was quarterback. Oh, by the way, at one point you had maybe one of the most absurd triplet scenarios in NFL history with a prime Le'Veon Bell, a prime Antonio Brown before he went psycho, and Ben Roethlisberger when he wasn't accosting women in hotel rooms. All right?
That's true.
That's what you had going on. And you had Todd Haley, who wasn't to be in a whack job either, who, by the way, is a pretty decent offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's a good offensive coordinator.
Okay, I don't know that I'd want him to run my football team, but as far as just running offense,
mm-hmm.
Todd Haley is pretty dadgum good at it.
Yeah.
And yet you still couldn't win a Super Bowl. Or hell, I don't even know if they got to an AFC championship with that group.
Yeah, that was an interesting group.
So my point in all that is that I don't think Pittsburgh is the end-all be-all that it used to be. And so, again, I'm not saying that George Pickens is a angel by any means, but if I had Mason Rudolph, if I had Kenny Pickett, if I had Justin Fields thrown to me, and CeeDee said this yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't agree more, and I think anybody that pays attention to football would agree with this. If you're a number one receiver and you're not getting the football, you're going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
And he used the example. If you and I did a show,
mm-hmm.
all right, and the other guy talked for 3.5 hours and you only get to talk for 30 minutes, how pissed off would you be?
I would be frustrated. I just wasted my day.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'd be throwing headphones all over the place. So, again, I'm telling you right now, I think they are going to feed George Pickens. And I'm telling you right now, if Micah Parsons wants out and it means that it frees up money to go get George Pickens and he has a baller season this year, sign me up.
Yeah, especially if you have a season where you learned how to work with him and learned how to do all those things. I feel like the one of the other benefits from this roster, I think team speed was something they invested in the offseason. They
They
wanted to be faster. When DeMarvion Overshown gets back, they will be an even faster team. Fingers crossed that's later in the season. But defensively, I'm very pleased with what I'm seeing out of the scheme. Obviously, I want to see it happen helmet to helmet against another team.
Shout out to our G-Bag boys yesterday for talking to, and I think they said his the dad said his name is Siobhan.
Okay.
Ravel.
Yo, Siobhan Ravel, yeah.
Out for 6 to 8 more weeks. It is, I'm guessing, because he said he had a little tweak, and so he's not going to make the practice field and probably going to be put on the pup list or whatever it is. But nonetheless, so I ask you, Corey Majors, I would think that since Ravel's not coming back, Trayvon Diggs fell during a drill. Now, he said it wasn't anything serious and went back to the locker room because the workout was over. And they talked about it on the morning show, since he's decided he's going to attach himself to this Micah conversation, which is couldn't be more apples and oranges.
Yeah. This is my scariest
position. You got a problem at cornerback.
You absolutely
do. You're going to have to go get Stephen Gilmore or somebody.
Yeah, the Deron Bland is
can only cover one person.
One player on the field.
Be cool if he could cover more.
Now, Kyer Elam's taking advantage of this opportunity.
Which is fine,
I talked to some people while we were out there, and what happened in Buffalo was it was a weird situation where the coach didn't really want to play him, GM got him, and then on top of that, his confidence just continued to drop up
Can't
there.
Have it.
And so then he gets here. You watch him in these practices – He's bawling.
Yeah.
And so, balling, right? Not bawling.
Like crying?
Bawling is...
crying uncontrollably in the corner?
This dude's
playing B-A-W-L-I-N-G?
Hard. Now, okay. depth-wise, that's my big concern, because Revelle, yeah. Kalen Carson, Josh Butler,
Kalen Carson
all these guys
can't stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's where my depth-wise, I have some work to do. Will McClay has been able to find some bodies. But here's the thing about NFL teams now. They know where your weakness is.
Absolutely.
And they will just continue to attack it until you take the guy off the field.
Boy.
So that's where they can't have a weakness in the secondary.
Are we thinking shootouts this year?
But
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are we thinking 42-35 shootouts? Would we take that?
I don't know if your offense is ready for that yet.
What if I told you the Dallas Cowboys went 10-7? And won every game 42-35. You take it.
I would absolutely take it, but I don't know if this offense is ready for it yet.
I think it'll start off a little slow, but once they get going, and I'll just say this real quick. You can't afford to go conservative with the two wide receivers you have.
Nope. You have to utilize that.
And oh, by the way, you just spent $50 million on your tight end. Like this is not a three yards in a cloud of dirt.
It's time for these guys to step in there and be ready. All right, coming up here next on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day plus radioactive bugs. Yeah, scary. Next on the Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis. Got Alec getting ready right now. He is on deck. But don't forget, August 7th, State Highway 78 in Sachse is your chance to do the Fan Phenom. Be ready for it. And Alec will be there to make sure that he props you up and then pushes you down whenever you get hired, right? Mm. Exactly. That's how it works.
Yeah. I've got the reputation of being a bully,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, that is very – hit me in the face with a cupcake once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had brought us in the head with an egg. Mm-hmm. He is the silent assassin around here,
so be prepared for it.
And it is now time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it –
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, it sounds like something out of a Marvel movie, but nope, it's right here in the United States. Radioactive bugs. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit, but Corey, you did mention Fan Phenom, and I remember the last go around, I actually showed up to a couple of them just to hang out, see, you know, scout some talent, if you will, see what it was like. And Blake Elliott ended up winning said contest. And I remember I showed up to the Mansfield location for that tryout. And right when I walked in, I had at least three people call me either the Cupcake King or the Silent Assassin.
Nice.
So that reputation, that is not something Corey made up on the fly. I'm usually the fall guy for whenever somebody needs something, you know, like food related smashed on top of their head.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm a quick guy.
Good to know.
What can I say?
Good to know.
So if you need any help, Fred, if you need a cupcake in the face of Blake Elliott because he's acting up one night, you know, I'll shoot you the Zelle account, and then I drive up here, I do my thing, and I leave.
Okay.
So
okay.
I am for hire. 877-881-1053. It's time for the question of the day, guys. Going to the Wings versus Fever game tonight.
Nice.
Oh.
At the American Airlines Center. So, one, if you're going to be there,
let
me know.
Is Caitlin playing?
No. Sadly not.
Sophie playing?
Yes.
Mm.
Arike playing?
Yes.
Paige?
Yes.
It's going to be a fun game.
The Wings injury report was actually really clean. So
that's nice.
I was excited about that. I was like, at least the home team is going to be pretty healthy going into this. And I've been thinking about it. I've been trying to get to a game all season. I just haven't had the time to go out there because I've wanted to see Paige in person. I've wanted to watch her play in person. I've watched her on TV for, a couple years now. And I've wanted to see what that is like in person because she is so ridiculously talented. It got me thinking, what is the current athlete that you have to go see sometime soon?
Oh, man. That's easy. Question.
Because we've done, I know on this segment, I've done the GOAT conversation. Like, what is somebody in their prime that you wish you could go see right now? I want to know somebody current that you want to go see right now that you haven't gotten to see play. 877-881-1053, the Twitch and YouTube as well. You can get involved there.
Cooper Flagg.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
Cooper Flagg. I'm telling you right now, and I will fight anybody on this. Cooper Flagg is a dog. We will never forget Luca, but he will help you get over Luca.
The conversation of a dog. Can we talk about that a little bit more?
Sure.
Hey.
Because I remember Draymond, after Andrew Wiggins dunked on Luca, Draymond on his podcast was like, look, when you get a chance to dunk on one of the guys,
you do it.
You like can't wait. And he goes, and listen to me, Luka is one of the guys.
Yeah.
So hearing that from Draymond, like that, I think that he understands that. So when I heard that, I was like, okay. The dog thing though, I've said that, and people text in and they're like, Luka's not a dog. He didn't play defense. And
defense is a choice.
Luka's one of those guys though that loves to embarrass you.
Yeah.
And that's what I think, that mentality of I'm getting after you no matter what. Mm-hmm. Now, defensively, that is a choice. You're right. And when he chose to participate, as Jason Kidd would say, it was really good. What is the thing you see in Cooper Flagg that makes him a pup right now? A dog.
The guy that, first of all, he wants to play defense.
Yes, he does.
Number one, like he wants to play defense.
He will hound you defensively too.
That's number one. Number two, the scene or the setting has never been, the lights have never been too bright for him, okay? Whether it was in high school, whether it was at the Team USA workouts, whether it's been at Duke, you know? I mean, look, who wanted the ball at the end of the Final Four game against U of H?
Yeah.
All right? I mean, look, he missed that final shot. You know what? He took the final shot.
Yep.
Okay, what's the old Michael Jordan line? I failed 1,000 times, that's what's helped me to succeed. All right. I mean, what do you want? You want the dude cowering in the corner, or you want the dude that says, give me the rock, jump on my back, and let's go? All right. And that's, and again, I know we keep saying, well, he'll never be the offensive guy that Luke is, da 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 da. Okay. I mean, he dropped 31 in his second game in Summer League, and it's Summer League. So let's, you know, we'll take that for what it is. But he wanted to play in the third game, and the Dallas Brass said, don't worry about it. We've seen enough out of you.
Yeah.
Okay. His scoring got exponentially better with each game at Duke.
All right. And he can do everything on the floor. So, again, I'm just telling you right now, from what I've seen out of Cooper Flagg, and I watched a lot of Duke basketball last year because I've been intrigued by this kid. I'm telling you right now, 16, 17 points a game and being that guy that's kind of a glue guy early on, or at least over the course of the year next year for Dallas, I don't think it's out of the question for Cooper Flagg.
That's a, I think Cooper Flagg's, and I can't wait to.
Like, I'm telling you. Now, get your 32 jersey. Get it.
I could not wait to see Jacob DeGrom in person.
Yeah.
I had to. And that's what I kept telling everybody. I missed out on his career because I wasn't paying attention to New York. Mets. I missed out on most of Max Scherzer's career. And I finally got to see him. It was the wrong version, but I got to see the competitor at least.
You saw the
so having now seen Jacob DeGrom, that was awesome. I've enjoyed being able to watch him live. Scottie Scheffler on a day that it matters is the dude that I have to see at some point. I like to go sit on a hole. That's weird.
Whoa.
I like
go ahead and mark that.
Like, go find 16 and just stay there all day. Whatever it is, whatever the party hole. Never my God. The place. Wow.
The party what?
How do you feel about glory holes?
Golf courses are fun. All right. And I like to go to the golf course and be in a stagnant place and watch. All right.
Okay.
Be stationary.
So you like to watch.
You like to soak in it, huh?
But Scottie Scheffler is a player that I would follow across the course. Yeah. That's a dude I would follow across the course.
I like it.
Stop it.
And I like how long it took us to get there in a clean manner. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yesterday, somebody texted in and they were like, did you hear how Corey walked all the way around that to not say something gross? And I did yesterday. I was trying to say something and I was just like, nope. No, I can't say it that way. And well, so
we'll find out if you said anything gross this week at 1:30 today with Masterpiece of the Week.
How do you sit on a hole? Like, that's a – how do you can't – you sit in a hole.
Well, that's kind of like an outhouse.
That's
isn't
not
it?
Gross. That's not lewd. Yeah. I'm okay.
I could think of a couple ways. 877-881-1053. The current athlete that you want to see sometime soon. Because for me, I think the obvious answer is going to be Paige Bueckers, because I have the opportunity to, because she's playing here in DFW, which still blows my mind that fortune fell in the favor of both basketball teams in DFW in the same year. That is incredible to
me.
So, I'm feeling very lucky that we get to see so much talent basketball-wise here in DFW. But I think of some other names. I saw him in college. I want to see him play in an NFL game in person, which I haven't gotten to yet. Derrick Henry. I saw him play against Wisconsin at AT&T Stadium when he was in college, his last year. And that was just so long ago that I barely even remember going to that game. I just remember I was there and all the drunk Roll Tide fans yelling at like a 15-year-old Alec, you know, like threatening me if I was not a Roll Tide fan that bad things were going to happen to me. Great group of people out there. Yeah, Roll Tide, I guess.
We've heard Alabama fans are supposed to be nice people.
Oh, yeah, they were, once you said Roll Tide to them, they were very nice.
They vet you first.
Exactly, they got to scope out the scene a little bit. Okay. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At least the inebriated ones had to.
And you do give off Wisconsin guy vibes, so I can see that.
What do you mean by that?
You look like you could, I mean, you strike me as you could be a Wisconsin, you could be from Wisconsin.
Born and raised right here in DFW.
And I'm not saying, and I'm not.
And I'm proud of it.
Is it the pale skin?
It is. All right. It is. It's the gingerness of you. And there's nothing wrong. And again, my cousin's a ginger, so I have nothing but love for gingers. My sister's a redhead. But that said, I could see where you could be confused for being a Wisconsin person.
Well, nobody's ever told me that, so hey.
I don't think I've ever
something new every day, huh?
I don't think I've ever seen you in anything but shorts and a t-shirt. Like I don't think I've ever seen you in a parka or anything like that. So I don't know.
One of my good friends from the Navy, Taylor Briggs, another ginger from Racine, Wisconsin.
So you know a lot of us.
So there are a lot of you guys creeping around.
Is that
around.
Where they all come from?
That's exactly where they all
they
come
just,
from.
Like it's a That's exactly there's right. a hole and they just all the gingers come out of there. That goes.
It's a ginger factory up there in Wisconsin.
You know, I always got the Ireland question growing up.
That makes sense.
I didn't know Wisconsin was
who knew?
was a flashpoint
That's
there.
That's right.
Intriguing.
You learn everything. You learn something new every day with Fred.
Yeah. And, I'm just speculating over here. So. Yeah.
And the
you
printed,
know for sure.
The printed out show sheet gets a lot of timestamps written on it with Fred, too. From the 972, Jeremiah Smith from the Ohio State.
One.
That is a really good one. The 469 is totally lying. They said Taco Charlton. Okay. From the 945, Paul Skeens is a great answer.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's one that I have to see in person. I like this one from the 817, going to the Olympics. Katie Ledecky would love to see her do her thing. Mm. That's a really good one because she is so extremely dominant. I talked about whenever we brought up the GOAT conversation, somebody you would want to go back in time and see, Usain Bolt. Was my first answer because that's just breathtaking. And I really think that really any of those Olympic greats in any event is something that I would want to see because it's every 4 years. The chances to see them in their prime,
right?
You get maybe what, two, if you're lucky, three chances. If you're really lucky, three chances to see them, but it's usually one or two.
See, Bruce Jenner is one of mine I'd love to go back and see.
The Olympics intrigue me, man. And I'm gonna dance around.
I was gonna say
as much
Carl Lewis. Like I've watched Michael Johnson
singing or running.
I was about to say I'd rather hear Carl Lewis and watch him run. That would be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun. From the 945, Arch Manning. But that would be a really fun one to see.
It would.
But even though I cannot stand the University of Texas, I think he is awesome, and I would love to watch him play.
Is he your Heisman favorite?
I don't know if I would pin that on him yet.
Okay.
I don't know. First year starter. I don't want to do that too. I just don't like the unfair expectations that naturally we
comes
put
with the
on
position.
It.
You know that.
That we put on people of powerful positions and of really high talent. I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that. So, Sophie Cunningham from the 214. I'll get to watch her tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Lucky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had the chance, Corey. You had the
She's
chance.
6'1". I looked that up.
She's from she is from Columbia, Missouri, and goes to the same high school as my my nephews. And actually, she's like I don't know 4 or 5 years older than him. And he's a little basketball player down in Columbia. He was knocking down threes. She went up to him when she was a senior. She was big queen on campus. Put her arm around him and said, "Best shooter in the gym, right here." And my cousin likes to play that up because that was her Sophie
he's
Queen
got this TikTok
or Sophie
star.
Cunningham,
That's
exactly,
awesome.
Exactly.
WNBA star,
WNBA,
as well.
Exactly.
Maybe that is a question of the day for the future, like an interaction with somebody important that you just won't let go. Because like for me, it was Shaq telling me I have nice hair.
Okay,
like that's a big one. Literally,
was that were you? Not to get too weird. Where did you come up to him on at?
I was sitting down in a chair on the Mavs bench, so I don't even know.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was like looking up at a building
right
in front of me. So, yeah, that was intriguing.
Nice, I think it was when Jerry told me I had some balls. You got some balls. Whenever I told him that I was the one that asked him that, we were face to face, and he was like, "I remember that." And he had some balls to ask me that question.
You love to hear that, though.
Jerry Jones. He said he respected it, and I was like, "All right, there you go."
I respect that.
Jerry told me I was a good interview. That's one that I probably have the clip saved somewhere. See, you know, so.
Yeah, save that,
guys. This sounds like it's straight out of a Marvel film, and no, this is actually just South Carolina. If you ever visit, a radioactive wasp nest was found at an abandoned facility in South Carolina that was once used for the production of nuclear weapons parts. Mm. The discovery was made at the Savannah River site near Aiken, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. On July 3rd, employees were tasked with checking radiation levels at the decommissioned weapons plant and discovered that a wasp nest that measured over 10 times what is allowed by federal regulations of radioactive matter was found on the facility. But the catch, not a single wasp was found in the nest. So, did they all die from the radiation?
The larvae were in there and
are there a bunch of radioactive wasps haunting South Carolina now? So I now have an unrealistic fear. And that is radioactive wasps.
Yeah, can you imagine hulked up wasps out there?
Just, I don't want
now
to.
Now you made them mad and they're like, oh, they're 10 feet bigger.
But what if one of them stung you and then you got like radioactive powers?
See, that's why it sounds like the story of a Marvel film or comic.
That's why I'm intrigued by
this. Would you let them do it? Would you be like, come get me wasps?
I would. I absolutely would.
Kevin wouldn't. He'd run.
If I knew that was a guarantee.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? It's a 50-50. It's a coin flip.
You gotta flip the coin on that.
Yeah, I like to take risks.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you.
Coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for some gridiron gravy, the latest on Micah and Scary Terry. Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time to go around the entire NFL and dip it in some gridiron gravy. Dip it and rip it. Don't forget, we do have a live and collective soul giveaway coming up in the noon o'clock hour. And in the 10 o'clock hour, Baseball Nuggets was brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
I dig it.
All right, let's revisit this Micah situation. Has this changed any? Now I'm starting to see the fake Twitter accounts, like yesterday whenever the fake Twitter account sent out that Adolis was traded to the Mets.
I missed that tweet, too. I'm kind of disappointed.
I love the way the Rangers followed up with Bracking.
Yeah, I saw that.
But now I see a Micah breaking. The Bears are finalizing a deal. And I'm like, come on, what are we doing here? Like, it's not. It's fake. But does this change anybody's mind now that he is saying, I'm going to press the Cowboys to make something happen? And it does look like Wanye Thomas, DeMarvion Overshown are posting profile pics of Micah on their own Twitters right now.
Which
support. I like solidarity.
I'm okay with it. Now, it does certainly put into context that post that he posted last night of Mike Lowry and Martin Lawrence from Bad Boys.
Yep.
I said Mike Lowry. Will Smith.
Will Smith. God, I love that movie.
It did get a little crazy there. The last ones have been a little nuts.
Hey, keep getting crazier. I'm all about it.
Yeah, like the Hispanic son. It was, anyway.
It was all over the place.
Not that you can't have a Hispanic son, but I just, what are we doing here? Anywho. where was I going with this? It made sense. Like it's like, all right, one last ride or whatever it was. So I'm thinking to myself, like, what does he mean by this? Like, is this one last negotiation we're going to do? Like, one last offer we're going to make, and then that's going to be the end of it? Mm-hmm. Or is there's something more we got planned here? I don't know. But look, if he's asking for break the bank type of money, I mean, I don't care how you feel about how you feel about the Joneses. All right, and yes, we know it. Steven has already made it clear we don't drag out negotiations. Now, of course, what's he going to say? That said, I had no problem with giving CD the money you gave him. All right. CD is hands down one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League, and you need a stud wide receiver if you're going to win a Super Bowl. I'm sorry, but that's just the reality. Obviously, you need a stud quarterback, and, you know, we can differ all day how, you know, what level Dak's at. We can at least all agree Dak is a good to great quarterback and has flashes of being elite.
Here's an interesting point on this, and I totally agree with Micah on this. This is from Diana Russini about an hour ago. Among the key issues, and we know this, Broaddus has reported this. Yeah. Micah spoke directly with Jerry over multiple days in the spring. The team believed those conversations were negotiations and it had a deal. That's what, according to multiple league sources. Okay. Broaddus told us this. They felt like they had a deal. Maybe they felt like they had a deal twice. But Parsons believed the talks were just conversations and wanted his agent to handle the negotiations. When his agent attempted to start negotiations, the Cowboys declined to engage with him and told the pass rusher that they believed they already had a deal. So this is like when, you know, the girl comes in town, wants a summer fling, and you want a relationship. And y'all have, and then she leaves for the end of the summer to go back to college, and you're like, what's that? What happened?
Yeah.
Now, this was that personal? Maybe. But we'll discuss that later at a different time. But this is where Jerry has had so much success convincing players to take the deal that he's offering, which is usually a pretty good deal. And he picks up the phone, calls him, puts his arm around one of the players, talks to him. Jerry is the best salesman. He is phenomenal at closing a deal. He's the closer. So they thought, we're going to go through the player, convince him this. He's going to tell his agent, you work for me. This is how the deal is going to be. And Micah said, no, my agent works for, my agent is my guy.
Yeah.
He's my negotiator.
And he works for me.
Talk to him. He does work for me. And I told him to go get me a better deal. You can talk to me all you want. And I want to be part of this. But ultimately, that guy is there. And that's what the Cowboys don't like. They don't like having to negotiate with the agent because the agent is usually pretty smart and pretty good at what they do.
You just wonder if when Jerry and Steven had those conversations with Micah, if there was like a handshake agreement, a verbal agreement, like, okay, this is the parameters, and then he took it back to Mulligetta, and Mulligetta said, no, we're not.
Maybe so.
That's not how this is going to go.
I can totally see something like that.
And that's why they're so pissed off about it now.
What happened to my word is as good as oak.
You're right. And so I love the Jerry Maguire pull there. And so, no, I think that might have something to do with it. And I think that is what, and look, you know, and we talked about this earlier. When Mulligetta got Deshaun Watson coming off the issues that he was facing in Houston and got him a $250 million guaranteed deal. I mean, that sent shot waves across the entire National Football League.
You got a shark.
As I'm not that dude to play with.
Yeah.
Okay. If I can get Deshaun Watson with 20 cases hanging over his head, $250 million guaranteed, what do you think I'll get my guy who's one of the best at his position and doesn't have the baggage that Deshaun Watson has?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, look, and you can be a swashbuckler all you want, Jerry, but David Mulligetta has made it clear I'm not that dude. Okay, I'm not Todd France. I'm not Tom Condon. This ain't the 90s, all right? This is 2025, and we're going to play things a little bit differently these days.
I do say seeing the solidarity from some of the teammates is something you want to see. It really is something you want to see. If you're Jerry and you're asking him to be a leader and now you're seeing these guys go, no, I'm backing my guy, that's got to be something, because I do think that's part of the like they want, or at least they were placating to the audience that that's what they wanted. So that does exist.
Well, but and Wanya, now, in fairness, Wanya Thomas is almost like the hype man of the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, anytime. I mean, look,
when Overshown's not on the field,
when Jaden Blue got called out by Glenn Smith, guess who? One of the first people to come to his defense was
Wanya
Thomas, right? So Wanya is that dude going into year three. Want to make sure, hey, not only am I good on the field, but I'm a good team guy too, which the Cowboys appreciate that.
They do.
All right. So, but no, it does make you feel, you know, give you a little bit of a warm fuzzy that guys are going to come out in his support.
The last night was the first official preseason football game with the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
And the first play of the game was a fumble from the kickoff. And that's when I was like, I'm done. Like, I watched the first drive and I was like, that's it for me. It was sloppy.
Didn't they have a linebacker returning the kick, though?
Yeah.
Was it Anzalone?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he fumbled. And that being said, I did immediately get an opportunity to watch Marion Hampton, so that was nice. Trey Lance threw a touchdown. That was nice. It is good to have football season back. That's a good feeling right now.
All right, real quick. And I'm just throwing this out there because I want to say Wooly Bully, who is no stranger to making bold predictions, said that the Lions wouldn't make the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that.
Wooly,
if you're tumbling out in California, let us know, because I think he said that. And I'm going to back him up by saying this. We've seen Ben Johnson be a tough customer in Chicago already, right? Yep. I mean, he's kicked people off the field, whatever.
He's holding Luther Burden said it's great that he's holding us to a higher standard, but he's been one of those that's been kicked off the field for sure.
And you just wonder, we're going to find out this year what kind of coach Dan Campbell really is.
Yep.
Okay, because you lost Aaron Glenn, which, you know, I think Aaron Glenn, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to get him confused with being, you know, a Bill Belichick schematic guy. I mean, it's not like that Detroit defense has been anything.
That was tough. Tough for them to lose as many secondary players they lost last year, and he had finally got it tuned.
But that defense has been up and down for the last couple of years,
though, right?
So I'll just.
Ben Johnson's offense was
that
phenomenal.
Thing. I mean, you made Jared Goff into a household name.
That's true.
Right? That said, we're going to. I mean, you're putting a linebacker out at kick returner? No, I mean, I get it, it's playoffs, but I mean, what kind of tone are you setting there? Like, are we going to find out? I just wonder, we know how many times this guy went for four downs, and we love that, okay? I mean, and that's cool in Madden. May not be good in real life. I just wonder how we're going to find out how much of his craziness was muted by Ben Johnson.
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to find out. I'm really, really eager to see what this Detroit team looks like with no Ben Johnson and no Aaron Glenn.
Coming up next year on the KNC Masterpiece, now that the trade deadline is over, do you feel that this team is a contender? We do it next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.